lot of my time overthinking, overanalyzing my actions and the actions of people around me. What kind of influence will my daily movements make? And all that rumination and introspection sometimes leads a gal to thinking, oh God, what is that? Hello, and welcome to Oh God, What Is That? I am Amanda, your hostess, as per usual. How you doing? How's it going? How are you, sweet love? I personally... Oh, sorry, I didn't wait for a response. Hold up. Wow. Can I talk about me now? I personally, I hope you actually were talking to whatever you're listening to right now when I asked you that question. I really do like, I feel like I've been asking other people, how are they, more than I'm asking, how am I, to myself. I'm feeling a little burnt out. I'm not going to lie. Like, I feel like I'm lagging and dragging, or like I'm constantly tired. And then when I do have time to rest, I just spend that time doing nothing, and then it feels like I'm not productive. And it's this weird fucking cycle. I just feel like I'm swamped mentally more so than I'm actually swamped. I mean, I have a lot going on. I have my kid, like I always have my kid. That part hasn't changed, but she's changing. She's going through another one of those, hey, you got used to me, how I am now. I'm going to start behaving in a way that you have never seen before. You're welcome. It's a very distinct kid thing that seems to happen. It's like right when you get used to how they're being, they just like flip the script on you entirely. So she's in that place. I'm back at work full time. I have a lot going on at work every day. I have a very draining and like chaotic job. So, but it's like draining and chaotic in the best way. You know that bullshit that people say when they're like, if you love your work, you'll never work a day in your life. Like that whole thing. That's not wrong. Like, I don't feel like my job is work. I don't dread Monday. I just prepare myself for Monday. And then I go in and I squanch it. I squanch it like I do, like I have to. And not just have to, but like fucking, I enjoy the shit out of my job. Like, I love my job. So when you love your job, you put in a lot of hours into it, and it kind of like sometimes will take more than it gives. I feel like mine gives me so much that I don't feel like it's an uneven balance. I just know for sure that I'm giving and giving for sure. And my giving is effective, and I get like gratification out of my job. So it doesn't make it so terrible, but really it can just be super exhausting. So what I'm saying is, I am going to officially start recording and releasing episodes bi-weekly every other week. And I'd kind of been slipping up and doing that. And it's just because I just got so bogged down and I had stuff to edit. I didn't get time to edit it, or I was about to record an episode. And then it's an especially like Fiona day where my daughter just wants my attention, and I'm not going to be like, well, my hobby, and like tell her to like fuck off. So I spend that time with her, and then if it's not with her, then it's at work. So I don't get on top of recording as much. And this is supposed to be my thing that I do to find like relief and to find an outlet to speak, and to speak in the hopes of like reaching someone or some people, or being entertaining, or just anything. And to, so that my words can have a place to go and my thoughts can have a place to go, but I don't give myself time to do that. And so I'm just trying to like avoid burnout, and I'm going to give this the time that it deserves and give it the time that I can actually give it, which is bi-weekly releases, faux show. I'm also in the process of recording a mini series with my sweet homegirl, Moon Queen Tiff. Tiffany, that's been on the show before in a couple episodes. Me and her have been sloppily but delightfully and astutely recording episodes for a mini series called Mental Health Hamilton that I'll start promoting. And what that is just us kikiing and talking about how much we fucking love the show, the musical, the phenomenal Hamilton by Lin-Manuel Miranda. which is available to view on Disney Plus. If you don't know, now you know. And we kind of like fell in love with this as people that were kind of like, I don't want to watch it. Like, we were both people that are just like, it's popular. It's like weak ass rap. Like, it's a fad. Like, it's just a bunch of men on stage. And like, I get that they're people of color, but like, why are there so many dudes? Like, we were both very conflicted. And then I caved and watched it. And then I forced Tiffany to watch it. I sedated her with marijuana, as she says, when she visited Seattle. And then she fell in love with it too. And it's been like amazing for us in times of hardship lately. We just like turn on Hamilton and, you know, there's little nuggets of wisdom in this mixture of history and fiction. So we are recording episodes. We're taking it like 7 or 8 songs at a time. And so far it's going well. We have to stop drinking so much when we're recording them because that's like a fucking mess. We both get a little too deep. She's up in the Hennessy. I'm in the Bombay gin, and it just turns into a soup of slurs and rants about random shit. So, which could just be the show. I don't know. If you're into that, please let me know. And how would you let me know? I'll tell you. On Apple iTunes-y podcasties, on Apple Podcasts and on iTunes, I believe you have the ability to leave reviews. And I would love it if people would utilize that because then I can figure out what is working and what just ain't working. You can also always DM me on the Instagram page at OGWIT Podcast. That's OGWITPODCAST. And I do read DMs. I filter them like for my own sake, for my own mental health. Like if people say nasty shit, I have an issue with that. So someone else will read them first, but then I do get the ones that aren't people saying nasty shit. And I would love to hear your feedback on what you enjoy about the show, what you want from the show. If you don't even understand what this is supposed to be and you're just kind of confused, if you think there might be a nugget of something special that's getting lost in something else, I would just love to know. So via reviews and DMs and comments on Instagram, I would love that. I would just appreciate it. So that was pretty much it. I just wanted to catch you up on what's going down. I will release a new episode this following week, and then that will begin the every other week schedule. You dig? This week right now don't count. Just like forget this happened. Frickin' erase it. Okay? Just remember my nuggets of vital information. Bi-weekly, please leave reviews. Mental Health Hamilton is coming. And as always, be well, take care of yourself, stay alive. Stay alive. All right, deuces, guys. Bye.